This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, how's it going? My name is Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to News Time. This is a show where every week we take a look at what's happening in the world and count down five fantastic news stories. Today, we're celebrating World Wildlife Day, and we're going to visit some worried goats. We're going to learn about some special seagrass that's cleaning up our seas, and we'll hear about a dino derriere. We're also going to learn about how wombats are making a comeback in WA. What do you reckon? Ready to get cracking?
I'm ready.
Yep, let's do it.
Fabulous. All right, well, where to first?
Story number five.
Our planet is home to all kinds of wildlife, from all the animals that swim and fly and slither, to all the plants that fill our lands and seas. There's so much life on Earth, and to celebrate it, every year there's a special day called World Wildlife Day.
It's a day to celebrate all animals.
A day to protect the wildlife.
You got it. A day for the world's wild animals and plants. And there are quite a few of them.
I'm guessing a trillion.
But I think it's over a million.
2 million, something like that.
Good guesses. There are more than 400,000 plant species and more than 8 million animal species on Earth. This year, the focus for World Wildlife Day is forests. From the rainforests of the Amazon to the bamboo forests over in China, to the forests of the land down under, the awesome Aussie bush.
I can see koalas in the trees, grasshoppers on the grass.
Forests provide food and shelter for lots of animals, including some of us humans. But forests face some big challenges too. They're in danger because people are chopping them down to make room for buildings or farms.
I think they should not chop down trees too much.
Otherwise, animals will pass away, either that or they won't have a home to live in.
On a hot day, there would be no shade.
Yep, forests keep the whole planet healthy. And World Wildlife Day is a great reminder that whether they slither or fly,
squawk!
Whether they roar or tweet,
that's the best elephant noise I can make.
Or whether they're quiet and still, we should all work together to protect the planet's plants and animals. Alrighty, time for our next story.
Story number four.
Sometimes, when things get a bit much and we have a lot on our minds, we can start to feel a little bit anxious.
It means like you're scared and you're afraid of something.
It feels kind of like it'll be the end of the world.
It feels like you're all tight in your body and you feel all worried.
It's not very nice, is it? Tell me about some ways we can help when our friends feel anxious.
Maybe give them a hug.
And have a big cuddle.
And if you can, say, I will do the thing that you're feeling anxious about with you.
You can find out what calms them down, if they like reading or something.
Good ideas. Reading is just how Pam has been helping her anxious friends. But Pam's friends aren't people. They're actually goats. Pam lives on an animal sanctuary in the state of Victoria. A sanctuary is a special place where animals' only job is to live a happy and content life. Pam's used to working with anxious animals, but when she met Marika and Michaela, well, those were the two most anxious goats that Pam had ever seen.
Try to calm it down by, like, petting it.
You stroke them.
Pam tried that, but nothing seemed to work. Then, one day, instead of trying to pat the goats, Pam sat down in the barn and, using her softest voice, she started reading them a book.
That's just the cutest thing. Did they listen?
After a few weeks of story time, the goats calmed down and they even let Pam pat them. It's worked so well that now volunteers read books to the animals all the time.
This book is amazing.
All right, goat whisperers, what is next?
Story number 3.
Plastic is useful for lots of things. We can make plastic hearing aids for people who need them. We can use plastic in cars or even on spaceships. But plastic isn't always fantastic.
Plastic takes such a long time to disappear. Like straws, they take so many years. Years.
Lots of sea creatures eat it and they get sick.
Yep. Scientists reckon every year 8 million tons of plastic ends up in the ocean. That's like a garbage truck of plastic being dumped into the ocean every single minute. Sea creatures can get tangled up in the big pieces, or they can swallow the little pieces, and that can make them sick.
When plastic starts to fall apart, it makes microplastic. It's like these teensy, teensy, teensy bits of plastic.
Microplastic is a big problem, and people are working hard to keep it out of the ocean. The good news is that scientists have discovered an amazing way that the ocean is working to help get rid of microplastic itself. It all has to do with something called seagrass.
It's all green and flowy.
It's a bit like seaweed.
Long grass, because no one has mowed it, under the sea.
As the seagrasses sway to and fro under the sea, they catch microplastics and bundle it up into golf ball-sized clumps. Those clumps sometimes wash up on the beach, and now they even have a name, Neptune balls.
That's so cool and amazing and great.
It's made for ocean clean.
Scientists reckon these Neptune balls help get 900 million pieces of plastic from our oceans and seas every year.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Even though the seagrasses are doing a great job, it's important to remember that we humans all have to do our bit too to help keep the oceans healthy. All right, time for our next story.
Story number 2.
A special fossil's been discovered, and it's getting a lot of people pretty excited.
Fossils are dinosaurs' bones.
Do you have to dig? Because they were, like, alive a long time ago, and so, like, more land has covered the bones on top of them.
Well, some paleontologists have dug very deep indeed, and they've discovered the first ever fossilised dinosaur bottom.
Dinosaur bottom? Very interesting.
This dino backside was discovered in China, and it belongs to a Psittacosaurus. It's big news because for the first time ever, we can start to understand how dinos did bottomy things, like wheeze and poos, and even how they laid eggs.
You could tell how big it is, because, like, if the bottom's very big, the whole dinosaur would be very big.
Paleontologists have figured out that dinosaur bottoms were a bit like chicken bottoms, which makes sense because chickens are related to dinosaurs. They also think that these bottoms might have been a special colour, which would have made them stand out, a bit like a baboon's red bottom. And looks like we've reached the tail end of our countdown. Time for...
Story number 1.
Australia is full of weird and wonderful native animals. Koalas, echidnas, kangaroos, and one of my favourites, wombats.
Native animals are animals that belong to a country or that evolved in a country.
I can tell you about wombats. Their poo is square-shaped.
They have a cute face.
And they have a pap, so they're marsupials.
The southern hairy-nosed wombat is the smallest wombat in Australia. They're really tough, and they can live in very dry places too.
Where are their
from?
Well, southern hairy-nosed wombats used to be found all over the Nullarbor. That's a desert that stretches across South Australia and over into Western Australia too. But then, rabbits arrived.
And I know they're not native to Australia because there are so many in France.
Yeah, rabbits were brought to Australia on ships. They hopped their way across the country and ate lots of the wombat's grass on the Nullarbor. That made it very hard for the wombats to survive.
Whoa, those bunnies are sure greedies.
The poor wombats must be starving.
People have been trying hard to get the rabbit numbers under control, and now wombats have been waddling back. They've been digging burrows and making themselves at home again.
Burrows!
It's a hole that digs down into the ground and the animal can sleep underneath.
There are so many wombats making their way back to the Nullarbor that their burrows are all linking up together through tunnels called warrens. In fact, there are so many that they can be seen from satellites up in space. Whoa!
Whoa, you can see them in space?
And that is it, my friends. We have reached the end of our countdown. Thank you so much for your help today. I'm off to dig up some fresh new stories for next week. See you later.
Thanks, Ruby.
See you later.
Bye.
See you later, alligator.
Toodaloo, kangaroo.
News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. If you like listening to stories about science, check out Imagine This. It's a podcast all about big questions like, how's the Earth made? Why do stars twinkle? And where does our poo go when we flush it down the toilet? Download the ABC Kids Listen app or tune in on your favourite place for podcasts.